Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Goodness sake, Kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry. How you doing? Good afternoon, everybody. Looking forward to a great week, filling in for the fantastic Annie Fry. We got Brian here. We got Jake here. What could go wrong, guys? Nothing could possibly go wrong.
It's going to be a great week, Heidi. I guarantee it.
We have a lot coming up today. We're going to speak a little bit later in the show, third hour, with Richard Valdemar. He is a guy you guys are going to want to hear from. He was a gang detail guy for about 30 years, a real expert on national gangs, international gangs. Cannot wait to talk to him. Because, you know, remember last week we mentioned the fact that they say just in Chicago, the gang members outnumber the cops like 10 to 1.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that number is nationwide, but Richard is going to be joining us to explain that. He's really, truly an amazing guy. Very, very informative. We'll talk about the CDC wanting kids back in masks in school. Everybody from over two. Okay, we'll get to that coming up. Steve Moore will be here from Freedom Works. We're going to talk OPEC because obviously gas is going up. Have you guys noticed, heard about gas shortages? Anywhere around, I've seen people tweeting about they went to this station and that station, only three pumps are open. Have you heard anything about that?
Not that much here. And the reason I think for that is because Missouri is one of the big, it's an American crossroads for oil. So we always have one of the lowest prices in the nation, and I don't think we have supply shortages much either.
That's good to know. That's good to know because there are some places I've seen people on Twitter complaining about not being able to find gas here and there and this and that. So we'll get to that. Also, apparently Gen Z and millennials, that's you, Jake.
It sure is. It's my time
bad
to shine.
Bad tippers. Oh. You're the worst tippers.
Not me.
You're the worst.
No,
yes, you're cheap.
I'm sure we're going to talk about this later, but I want to get ahead of it. I am a great tipper.
All right.
I am fantastic.
We'll do that next hour. I'm gonna have you try to explain to your kinsmen that they need to step it up a little bit, all right? Because we're not going to blame it on you. We'll just talk about these other people. Over the weekend, I had occasion to fly down to Arizona. A friend of mine's husband became the commander of a squadron down in an Air Force base in Arizona. What a privilege it was to be around these incredible people. They're just the best America has to offer. Can I just say that? Anytime I hang around an Air Force base, I know all the military. I get it. But my gosh, it was a privilege. But you know what sucks about traveling? Traveling was fun. The trip was fun. All that was great. The flying. Can I just say, guys, how sick I am of the mask? It's the only place you have to wear a mask anymore, really, is on the airplane. You sit in the airport. I wasn't sitting with anybody around me at all because I got there really early as I was leaving. You know, 40 feet away from anybody. A stupid mask. So what I did is I had my bottle of water. Whenever security would pass by, I grabbed the bottle of water. You know, take
oh, yeah,
mask
pretend
off.
You're drinking or
yeah,
actually drink.
I try to push it as much as I can. Then you get on the plane, and I don't want to pick on the flight attendants because I love, listen, God bless them, okay? And people say, oh, they're just handing you drinks and handing you pillows back in the day when they used to do pillows. No, no, no. These are highly trained people that if it goes down, they're going to get you off that plane. Okay, so they're experts. I understand that. I'm not picking on them at all. I happen to have a mask that says, this mask is as useless as our governor.
Nice, and that can apply to many governors, too.
So that's right.
Depending on where you go.
Exactly, and I actually, apparently it triggered the thing as I was passing through, you know, the thing where you put your hands over your head and everyone sees all your body parts. The script is written in gold, and apparently that triggered, so they had to stop and check. Oh, brother. But then when I got on the plane, one of the flight attendants, she goes, I like your mask. You know, she and I feel bad for them. It made me, as mad as I get being on a plane and feeling like I'm treated like a child and everything else, I feel bad for them. Because do you think they want to wear these stupid things all day long? Maybe some of them do. But I guarantee you they don't want to tell people constantly, put it over your nose, make sure it's over your face. I feel bad for them. They take abuse on every flight with this, I think.
There's something very psychological about the plane. I understand why it's the last domino to fall, sort of. But it's time for it to fall because the fact is that, yes, you're in a confined space with a lot of people, but the air is filtered more in a plane than it is in this studio that we're sitting in. So right. It's actually more safe to be on that plane than it is to be where we're sitting right now.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, here's another thing. You go through the airport, okay? You got to touch those bins, all right? People have their shoes in the bins, their laptops, their sippy cups for their babies, their God only knows, okay? I don't see anybody cleaning those bins.
Heck no.
And you're
no.
worried about me wearing, you want me to wear a mask? I just touched that bin with every piece of bacteria, every bit known to mankind, but put that mask on. Oh,
yeah, that mask comes in handy when it's time to for you to take a bin from that stack and all the gross bin air just wafts into your face.
I was
flying a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I think that's the first time I ever thought about how gross the bins were, because I don't fly often. But
right.
Both times I had to go through security and like dig through all my stuff, and so gross.
It's disgusting. Somebody ought to do a swab test on that. It's pretty gross. And could you imagine if you had, for example, you were going to have surgery? Listen, I get the value of masks in a medical situation. I totally understand that. I was in a situation a few years back where my mother was in the hospital and was infectious, and we had to put the masks on every time we walked into her room, like the mask, the gloves, the gown, every time we walked into her room, okay? But then as you leave the room, you take it all off and you put it in the trash can and you go down to the cafeteria or whatever. You're not walking around the cafeteria. You're not going to the bathroom with your mask on and then coming back in the room. And meanwhile, people at the airport, they're in the next stall. They got their mask on.
Yeah, that's the other last place that, in fact, I don't know that we'll ever see hospitals and doctors' offices remove the mask mandates. Those were starting to come into place even before COVID in the places that I go. And so I'm just prepared that that's never going to change. What I don't like, though, is the one visitor per hospital patient. Why are we still doing that? I had a friend. I'm not kidding you, Heidi. I had a friend who was early 50s, I think 54. He died about 2 weeks ago. Not a single person from our church could go visit him because there was a one person in the room policy for the 2 weeks he was in the hospital. So nobody got to see him his last 2 weeks of life.
Oh, that is terrible.
Yeah.
That is just terrible. Oh my gosh. And these things don't make any sense. I have a friend who had a baby 2 months ago, so during COVID, and she said her husband was allowed to come in, but nobody else. Why was her husband allowed to come in? What makes him, you know, healthier than other people who are not sick? It doesn't make sense. It's the arbitrary nature of it that makes me crazy. For example, when you go to order your drink on this airline where I flew, they want you to order it by finger. You know, like one, two. I want to give them another finger, but I didn't.
Oh, on my flight, they asked us to show them a picture of like how you
what
can.
What you wanted?
Yeah, like right. So, like when you sign into whatever airline's like Wi-Fi, like your browser will default to that airline's like web page, and it'll have the drink menu. And they told us at the beginning of the flight, it's like, we're gonna come around and get your drink orders. Just get out your phone, your iPad, whatever. Just show us a picture of what you want.
Oh, brother, because they don't want you to talk.
Which seems which seems strange if I'm wearing a mask. Like, no,
yeah,
like,
and then I've got to pull the mask down. And I mean, it's just, okay, if you're in a, I know this is obvious to smart people. If you go into a hospital bed, going back to my mother's situation, okay, because I'm not in the medical field, but that's my first experience having to do this. you didn't. Once we got into the room where my mother was infectious temporarily, we kept the gloves and the mask and the gown on. We didn't pull the mask down and go, "What'd you say, Mom? Can't hear you, Mom. Put it back up with your yucky gloved hands." We didn't do that because that's not how you treat a medical mask. If that's the whole point, you're supposed to be worrying about a medical situation. We're not doing it right. Everybody knows that. That's what's so insulting about it, I guess, for me.
Did you see the story over the weekend, Heidi, that they're talking about how to safely give people their medals at the Olympics? Like, that's going to be a super spreader event, is handing the person the medal. So they're changing it to where the person handing the medal to, I don't know if we're going to not see the ceremony the same way we are. I think they're still figuring it out. But apparently they have to grab the medal, disinfect it, use gloves to hand it to the person, as if the coronavirus is going to be on the medal and the person is going to put the medal in their mouth and get coronavirus. Like, all these precautions, they make no sense based on surface spread that we've talked about before.
Well, they're only doing that for gold and silver. Bronze, they leave untouched as, like, incentive to not get third.
You are hilarious. Yeah, that can be all germy. That's the thing. I do believe that that's how a lot of people get it, is from surfaces. I'm pretty sure that's how I got it, was from the surfaces of the place where I worked at the time, because I didn't go anywhere prior to getting COVID other than my house. So I go to work, and you touch the water machine, you're getting your hot water for your tea, you're touching the keypad to get in the door, you know, whatever it might be. I'm sure that's how I got it. So, but yeah, it's just, the whole thing just makes no sense. And you're right. You touch things all day long. We all do. Terrible things that are filthy, and you just don't put your hands in your mouth until you wash your hands.
Well, that's, and we talked, you know, as this thing was starting, it was wash your hands. That's fine. That's right. Good hygiene, but that's how you spread bacteria. That's not how viruses spread, especially respiratory viruses. They spread through the air. So it's actually not contact that's passing, mostly, right, for the most part, viruses. That's usually bacteria.
Yeah, it's just, the whole thing is just, I just feel like we've been lied to about so many things. And how about this one? Yeah, they're blaming the unvaccinated. It's our fault now. You saw this. Rochelle Walensky, this is a problem with the unvaccinated. I've got several stories here. You've seen them all, right? They're all blaming the unvaccinated people. This is our fault. Well, hang on a second. And I love what Mark Cox said this morning on the morning show in 97.1 FM Talk. He had a great line. It was so funny. I was listening this morning. He said, if masks work, why are we getting vaccinated? And if vaccinations work, why are we wearing masks?
Yeah.
Put that on Twitter. A million people have retweeted it now on Twitter. You know, it's like, right, right. That's the question. Either one of them is effective or the other one's effective, and we shouldn't have to have both, right?
And why are so many people who are getting this new variant people who've been vaccinated? I thought that this was supposed to protect against this stuff.
Well, it's interesting, too, because I know you've seen the stories. They say, well, 99.5% of the people who've died of the Delta variant have not been vaccinated. Well, how many people died and how many people have gotten it who have been vaccinated? That's the question. Did you see the story about this ESPN guy, Jay Williams? Apparently, he got vaccinated. Then he got coronavirus. Now he's not going to broadcast the rest of the NBA finals on ABC.
Yeah, or the tennis player who tested positive. He said, I feel fine. You're not... How close are you to anybody when you're on a tennis court?
Oh, my gosh. That's just heartbreaking. Here, was she 17, 16, 17?
Oh, I didn't know how old she was. That's even worse.
Oh, yeah. And it could have been her, I think it was her first Olympics. Yeah, it breaks my heart. And she's feeling fine. And she's away from everybody, like you said, at least. Oh, my God. And so you go. So this guy, Jay Williams, ESPN, you know, you go, you do the right thing. You get vaccinated. And what's your big... How do you do? You get COVID anyway, and you get left off the playoffs. That's your big reward.
It's incentive to not be tested.
Exactly right. Geraldo Rivera now has, and I'm not a big fan of his, and usually I don't talk about what other hosts say about anything because I just don't think it matters, but we just have to make fun of Geraldo. We'll do that coming up after the break.
Sounds good. That's a good tease.
He's totally lost his mind now. I mean, this guy was already over the edge. I don't know why he's still employed at Fox, but okay. Sure, he makes more money than I do. What do I know? But I'll tell you what he said about you crazy people who aren't vaccinated. That'll be coming up next on The Annie Fry Show. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm just grooving to the music here. I'm Heidi Harrison for Andy Fry. How you doing? Glad you are here. All right, before I get to Geraldo, I got to talk about this. You guys saw this porn star was kicked out of the Talking Points USA conference. You see that story?
Yes. Yes, I did. Only because I followed Jenna Ellis on Twitter, and she was not having it.
She was upset about it?
Yeah. She was not. She was. She wasn't upset that she got kicked out. She was upset that people were upset that she got kicked out.
Right. I'm just trying to figure. And I know some conservatives, all right, who. I'm not picking on this girl. 48 years old, though. I mean, at what point do you hang up the. I'm trying to clean this up for the air.
Hang up the what, Heidi?
the stilettos.
Yeah.
Stilettos. I'm just trying to figure out. 48, I mean, that's not old. Certainly not old. But, you know, it's old for a ballerina, and it's old for an adult film star. I'm just saying. At some point, right, put on some clothes.
I feel like that's a matter of opinion, though, Heidi.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. There could be people. I don't know how to say this.
Now, how do you say this, Jake?
I don't know.
What are you
go
saying?
Go ahead, Jake. Let's watch him twist in the wind here. Go
look,
for it, buddy.
Okay.
What
okay.
type of people are okay with that, Jake?
People that are attracted. I don't know. Maybe. I'm going to need more time here to think of how I want to say this.
I'm just thinking at some point, you know, I'm not picking on these people, all right? I don't get it. I think that the adult film industry is extremely damaging to people, the people in it, the people who watch it. Not going to do a whole dissertation on that. It's not about being a prude or anything else. I think it's very damaging to people. And you don't have to look hard to see the stories of people who've just been destroyed by it, okay? But beyond that, I know some conservative people who will call themselves libertarian. I actually have a friend, a conservative friend in Nevada, who actually was working with a guy who owned some brothels and things like that. And so they take their Republican leanings and they make them, I told my friend all this to his face, so they take their Republican leanings so far to the libertarian side that they think pretty much not everything is okay, but they support this as a freedom. And it's not that I'm judging anybody who's involved in this industry. I just know how damaging it is. That's my point.
No, it's interesting that you took it there because that's exactly what I was going to say because that's what Jen Ellis was saying, and I had to agree with it, that her point was that, look, we've got a big tent politically here in the Republican Party now more than ever, really.
Right.
And it does include traditional conservatives, which you know, the backbone of probably a traditional conservative would be something like a social conservative. But nowadays there are a lot of people who call themselves conservatives who are libertarians, and that's the political big tent. But you're right if you start using libertarianism as an excuse for immorality personally, then your whole argument for morality within politics goes away.
Yeah, because if you are somebody who, and once again, I'm not trying to control everybody else's life. And libertarians will say, well, it's none of my business. This and that. Well, would you want your daughter doing this?
Good question.
I'm asking you. Because what I believe in is something that I believe is good for America, good for people. And like I said, I think this is a soul-killing industry. And like I said, you don't have to look very far to see the stories. Most of these people don't even live that long. And it's just, it's terrible. I actually know people who used to be prostitutes who were in that lifestyle, who've gotten out of that lifestyle, who spend a lot of time trying to help women get out of that lifestyle, who go to adult film conventions to try to help these girls because they know, not me, I was never in that business, but they know how damaging it is. And I don't think you have to, I mean, I don't know why anybody doesn't understand how damaging it is. And then people will say, and I actually have had in my Las Vegas show, have girls who were in the business call me and say, hey, I want to do this. Stay out of my life. Right? So, you know, I get it, but I think you're right, Ryan. I think if it's a conservative event, to me, conservatism is being conservative about a lot of things. And to me, this doesn't factor in. If this is what you do for a living, not judging her, not saying she's not a nice person, if this is what you do for a living, then where does conservatism kick in? Are we just talking about taxes? Is that what we're talking? Is that all conservatism is to you? Because it's more than that to me.
No, I'm on the same page as you, and it's a tough argument to make because on one hand, I do want to see the party as broad as possible, appealing to people who say, you know what, I am just an economic conservative. Okay, fine, then vote. Let's all vote the same way. That's fine, but you have to ideologically when you break these things down, you have to look at them in terms of right and wrong because even when you're voting on just economic stuff, at your core, you're talking about the difference between right and wrong. Like, for instance, hands-off capitalism is assuming that people are trustworthy enough to make decisions for themselves. Well, that's a moral decision. That's sort of a moral weight that you're putting on people.
Right.
And you have to have some sort of basis for your moral opinions. So ideologically, I like this argument. I like getting in this argument with libertarians because in a lot of ways I am libertarian, but it's based on a morality. And for me, that's biblical morality. Whereas other people don't come to it from the same angle. I like having that debate with them.
Right. And it's not about judging anybody. We're not judging her. I'm just, you know, put on a blouse. Is that too much to ask, lady?
Is that what was going on? Was she there just like flaunting? Is that why they kicked her out?
I've seen a picture of her in just a little shirt. You know, she has a cute dress on and she's got little tennis shoes, which is smart in a convention instead of the heels because, you know, you got to walk a long way. You know, she doesn't look bad. You can see that she's had work done. Let's put it that way. I'm not putting her down, but, you know, you went there and you wanted to flaunt it. You wanted to let everybody know on your Twitter thing that you were there and da-da-da-da-da. Look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm at a conservative event. And I mean, a big tent is one thing, but I see a lot of conservatives doing this. They want to put aside this value, that value, because we need to appeal to a broader base. Yeah, but pretty soon you have nothing in common.
Yeah. Yeah. And what is your base? Like if you have a stance and you just keep sort of adapting that stance to include people who are abandoning the left, then you're, your platform's getting bigger, but are you actually standing for the things that are right?
Right. Well, Groucho Marx said, and I use this quote in my book, one of the quotes in my book, those are my principles. If you don't like them, I have others.
Yes. Man, I love them. Are you a Marx Brothers fan?
I am.
Oh,
I
my
am.
Gosh. I was introduced to them late in life as an adult, and I couldn't believe what I had missed. Especially duck soup is amazing.
Well, it's a lot of fun because I obviously was not around as a kid to see that stuff either. And it's fun to see the never, you know, some of these things don't age. I just was reading a book on the plane that someone had given me. It was written about 15 years ago, but I was not aware of it. It was called The Gentle, had it in the office somewhere, The Quiet Faith or something like that, The Faith of Mr. Rogers. And it was all about these letters that he had written to somebody, and she had interviewed him, and you know, just an amazing example of a human being that he was. and how Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, which many of us grew up with, was, you know, later generations have grown up with it. But when I started reading this book and I thought, darn it, it's been a long time since I've seen it because I don't have kids. I'm going to send a friend of mine who has young children the whole boxed set of Mr. Rogers because it was a kinder, gentler time, no politics, no wokeism, you know, and a lot of kids felt as if they were just abandoned in their lives. And talking to him was like talking to a friend. I mean, the man was brilliant at what he did.
I found the book. It's The Simple Faith of Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Jake. Yeah, and it's a great book. And he talks about, but here's the thing. As a little kid, I was raised in a home that talked about Jesus, but I wasn't really saved until I was 21. But he never crammed that down your throat. It wasn't something that was off-putting at all. It was just part of who he was, but it really wasn't at all part of the show. It wasn't a religious show, per se. And how did we get off on that topic? I have no idea.
No, it's a good, that's a good topic because I want to bring up the fact that this has nothing to do with anything. Apparently, in my head, there is an episode of Mr. Rogers that does not exist anywhere in the entire internet. I've been looking for it my entire life. When I was a kid, Big Bird came on to an episode of Mr. Rogers at one point, and it blew my little mind because those are two different shows. It
right.
blew my mind so much that I think I was 3 years old. It sticks with me to this day. Cannot find it anywhere.
Are you sure it wasn't like a fever dream?
It may have been because with everything on the internet, you'd think I'd be able to find this.
Right,
Jake's going to find it right
be.
Now.
If I can find it in 10 minutes, give me $20.
Yeah. We'll let you. All right, $20. I like that. But, you know, it just goes to show you that you know, the things that, like you said, the Marx Brothers, things like that, that were kinder, gentler, things like that. Well, not necessarily kind when slapping each other around and whatnot. But, you
found
know,
it.
TV was very, you did not find it, Jake.
It's the first thing that comes up. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Watch.
In about
a visit from Big Bird.
Apparently the internet's
classic Sesame Street. Not only did Big Bird go visit Mr. Rogers, apparently Mr. Rogers also visits Sesame Street.
Okay, Ryan, I want you to walk in the studio and hand him $20. You have $20, you're on radio.
Hey, I didn't make this bet.
We
you
never
made
shook
this bet for
we
you.
We never shook. That is true. Heidi did kind of agree for you.
Yeah.
We never shook on it.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty cool. But it's just, you know, it's just a kinder, gentler time back there. And here we are, you know, let's think back down to the Mr. Rogers era. You know, and even with Three Stooges and things like that, conservatism meant something. Now, you know, an adult film star shows up at an event. We're supposed to go, oh, that's just great. She's got freedom to do what she wants to do. We should honor this as a legitimate, an empowering occupation for women. I mean, that's how far we've gone.
My biggest problem with that, I mean, there's many, but with her showing up, this was CPAC, was it, or was it a different?
No, it's a TPUSA, Talking Point USA.
That's
Charlie
right, TPUSA. When she shows up at these things, these are publicity stunts for these
people. Thank you. That's my point. It wasn't like she walked in with a blouse on and a nice business dress on and walked around and kept her mouth shut, just appreciated. No, I've got to be all about that and on social media and look at me. Poke, poke, poke. Look at me. I'm at this, this so-called conservative event. That makes me annoyed. Frankly.
Exactly. And so and she's not the first person to do this. I think we've seen adult stars do this at conservative events before, and they do it under the guise of, well, I'm a capitalist too, I'm out here earning
right.
my own money. And you're like, yeah, you're really good at it too, because you're doing it right now. You're earning money by just being here and people talking about your name at this event.
That's right. Well, we'll take your vote, okay, but we're not on board with your lifestyle. You know, that's
yeah.
the whole point.
I think that's true. I mean, if we're coalescing around economic principles, that's one thing. And we can say, you know, doesn't really matter where you come from. But if we're coalescing around any sort of social issue, I just don't know how you make the case that you can go do kind of whatever you want, but then have some sort of it's muddy waters when you start to put morality on anything beyond economics. And that's why
right.
they are all just sort of economic libertarians that do that.
Well, that, and a lot of people will say that. What do they say? I'm fiscally conservative, but I'm socially liberal. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way. You can say that all you want to, but if you don't care about what people do, you don't understand the impact what people do has on society, what the impact all of us, all of our actions. You know, whether you're driving around in traffic and not obeying any rules, or whether you're having kids out of wedlock that somebody's going to have to pick up the slack on, whatever it might be, doing these kinds of things that are soul-killing. You know, your child who's 8 or 10 years old has already seen. I mean, this was never around when I was a kid. You could never see adult stuff, never, that I knew of, ever. I remember when I was a kid one time, we found some neighbors had thrown away some magazines. and we found them in the trash, and we took them out to our fort. And we knew we shouldn't have them, but we took them out to our fort, and we giggled. But the magazines, everybody had lingerie on. They were dressed, okay? And they had like a black thing across their face, like a, you know, so you couldn't see their eyes.
Oh,
so I don't
weird.
Know what year these were. Yeah. But it was nothing like the kids see now. You ask an 8-year-old, have you seen, you know, full-on stuff? Yeah, they have. Don't tell me that's not soul-killing. Don't tell me that doesn't mess up a kid who is learning to react to things that are basically fake. I'm cleaning this up for the air. You like the way I'm doing this, guys?
No, you're doing a good job.
I think it's soul-killing. And so as a conservative, as a social conservative, I don't think it's good for anybody. But I'm not judging people do it, but I think the entire industry, it destroys the people in it, and it destroys the people who become addicted to it, or even children who are exposed to it, who have no way to process it correctly. So I do think it's a big deal, and I think she should, if you want to go, just go put on a blouse and just stop. Don't make a big issue of yourself, and then maybe no one will notice you. And of course, the funny thing is, if you walk around, I wouldn't even know who this woman is. I'd never heard of her. I don't watch this stuff. What would have been funny is if she just walked in incognito, how many guys would have tried to pretend like they didn't know who she was? Now, that would have been a fun test, right?
Well, I'll say this. I wouldn't have known who she was. But
I
it's like
either.
You know how when an athlete walks into the room, they're not wearing a jersey, but they walk in and you go, there's something. That guy looks different. He's big. You know, I bet he plays something. It's similar with adult stars because I have been in a room where somebody walked in, you go, there's something different about that person. I could tell that there's something different going on there. So I don't know if I know who she was, but may have identified
right,
the industry.
Tone it down. What was the movie I saw the other night when I was in a hotel room? Uma Thurman, Supergirl or something? She was flying around. What movie was that?
Uma Thurman, Supergirl.
I don't know. Was ever Supergirl. Did you watch Kill Bill?
She was like no, it wasn't Kill Bill. She was like, she'd fly around and like Superman and do all kinds of things. I don't know what it was, but my point is that, you know, she'd be all fancy schmancy saving people. And then she, during the day, what movie was it?
It was my super ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
Was
there
that
you
it?
Go. Yeah.
Greatest American Hero with William Catt.
I would know, but I watched the.
Is she a superhero in two movies?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But Uma, she's not that old. But Uma Thurman, but she's beautiful anyway. But they put her in this wig, this brown wig, you know, during the main parts when she wasn't saving people because she was trying to do two characters like Superman, the super guy and the you know, whatever. Anyway, so maybe some of these stars would maybe tone it down a bit. You know, like they go to court. See, that's the thing. I remember there was a girl a few years back in Vegas who had a situation where she caused an accident. I'll tell you about it after the break. And to see what the lawyers did to tone this girl down was truly amazing. And I swear we'll get to Geraldo next break, too. We will get to it. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Annie Fry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fry having fun today. Got Ryan and Jake in the house having a good time. Okay, I was telling the story before the break about a traffic accident that happened outside of Vegas. This is probably 15 years ago. But there's this really, really beautiful girl. Okay, you got to picture this, guys. Everybody's dealt with this. You got a 2-lane road and you got a truck on the left, right? Or truck on the right, and you're trying to get by on the left, right?
Okay.
So they're going up a hill. We've all seen this person do this. Maybe you've been that person. So they're going up a hill. And, you know, sometimes truckers have to pass the truck. They just have to pass the guy, you know, in front of them, right? I always let them pass. Some people don't. So the trucker comes into the left lane. So now you've got a two-lane road with two trucks. Okay, picture this.
Okay.
And for a long period of time, they were slowing traffic down. So this girl got really impatient in this fancy BMW, this beautiful girl from California, got impatient, drove around them into the, you know, dirt, got in front of the trucks, slammed on her brakes to show her displeasure in front of a 70,000-pound truck. Smart, honey, smart. Okay, so she slams on her brakes. She forces one of the trucks to slam on its brakes. But listen to this. Guess what was happening between the trucks? A motorcycle guy was going between the trucks.
Whoa, that's weird.
Because he lost his patience too, but he didn't want to go in the gravel because he's not that dumb and his car, you know, motorcycle won't take the gravel. So he decides to go between them with the trucks, which normally is not advised, but might be okay unless one of the trucks has to slam on the brakes and then turns a little bit and then doesn't go well.
Did it kill the guy?
Yep. Yep.
I like how the article mentions that the girl was beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was gorgeous. And here's the thing, though. She was a beautiful girl. And the first time when she was first arraigned, she comes in looking like something off Baywatch. All right. So when she comes to trial, boy, do they have her toned down. They've got the hair in a rubber band makeup. Oh, yeah. Trying to tone it down. Anyway, it was a horrible story. But it was just one of those things where the attorneys went, oh, no. You can't walk in. I remember one of the funniest lines that Don Imus ever used back. Remember when Martha Stewart went to jail?
Yeah.
And Don Imus, you know, Martha had all these fancy handbags. And Don Imus was so funny. He said, I don't care who you are. You walk into court with a $10,000 handbag, you're going to jail.
That's probably true. I didn't know there were pictures. I thought the article was just saying, you know what, this lady really messed up, but she was very attractive. So
Right.
We'll let her off on this one.
Right. So that became part of it. Okay, let's talk about your little neck of the woods there, Ryan, in Fairview Heights, Illinois. This woman has been hiding the death of her mother for more than a year. Was it smelling weird in your neighborhood?
I didn't notice, but man, I don't live in Fairview Heights. I live close enough to Fairview Heights that I probably should have noticed, though.
That's what I'm saying. I don't care how far you live away from Fairview Heights. This is her mother was in her house dead for a year. I mean, would it really be worth cashing the checks to have to pay for all that air freshener? I'm just asking.
Is that what was going on? Was she just getting the checks? Okay, that makes sense.
Now, they're not accusing her of killing her mother. Her mother was 80 years old. All right. This is a Karen Hayashi. But apparently, when officers showed up at the house, they told her, you know, after she was, you know, neighbors wanted a wellness check and this and that, right? She told them that her mom had gone to Hawaii, but officers started checking around again, and they smelled an odor, and apparently she had hit her mother's body since January of 2020 and using air fresheners.
These things, you know, obviously something is a little bit wrong with you if you're doing this, but these stories never go well because it's always the same thing where somebody dies and somebody thinks, you know what? If I just give it another couple months, I could get some extra Social Security checks out of this.
I'm sorry.
But they never, it's like the gambler's problem. You never stop when you're ahead. They always keep it going, and then they eventually get caught because you can always prove that a body, you know, after a year, you can prove that body wasn't recently deceased.
Okay, that's just gross. Right, that's just, okay, I don't even understand. All right, let's get to Geraldo. Let's make fun of Geraldo. Normally I don't talk about it, the talk show host, but we'll make fun of him because we don't like, anybody like him here? Raising hands? No.
No.
Okay, perfect. Apparently he's now knocked crazy talk on cable TV about people having the constitutional right to not get vaccinated. So it's not just that he wants us all to be vaccinated. He doesn't think we have a constitutional right to avoid this thing. All right. He said they may be dopey, but they do have that right. We, too, have rights to deny the unvaccinated access to our home, school, or business. First of all, I don't want to go to your home, Geraldo. But, you know, it's incredible. He says that shouldn't be a part of their constitutional rights. He said, I hate skeptics who are spreading the malicious lies. Now, you know, last week, Biden said that Facebook's causing people to die. Now he's backtracked on that one. He's kind of backed up and said, well,
Geraldo always, bear with me here. Geraldo reminds me of Vladimir Putin for three reasons. One, you never know where he's going to stand on any given issue. Two, anytime right. he does take a stance on an issue, it's probably going to benefit Geraldo more than it benefits anybody else because it's always personal, same way with Putin. And number three, they love being photographed with their shirt off riding horses. And mainly in that comparison, it's number three that does it for me. You know I'm right. Fourth, they're both the president of Russia.
I think you got her.
What was the commercial that came out a couple years ago, and there was that good-looking black guy riding a horse, and it was like, smell like a man or something. You remember that one?
That was Old Spice. That sounds like an Old Spice commercial.
Okay, that guy was cute. I'll take him with his shirt off. Vladimir Putin, not so much. Geraldo, I don't think so. Absolutely not. Anyway, Geraldo goes on to say, almost 2 million Americans have, 200 million Americans have already been vaccinated. Well, how many have had COVID, Geraldo? Okay. I don't mean to come on so strong. I believe this very, very deeply. Unvaccinated people get sick. Vaccinated people do not get sick. He said, and anyone who's giving you a blank, blank story otherwise is lying to you. Unvaccinated people do get sick. They get COVID. And if we're going to stop them from being in the Olympics or stop them from announcing a game or stop them from doing something, that's called sick now. Even if you don't ever cough, you got COVID, you came with a positive test, we're going to shut off your life. Even if you've been vaccinated. Oh, brother. By the way, did you guys hear that now five people of those Democrats in Texas who got on that plane and decided to be derelict in their duties have now gotten COVID and they apparently were all vaccinated. Huh?
Yes. Why can they fly without masks on their plane and you can't, Heidi?
I think it was a private plane, which makes me madder.
Why don't you have a private plane?
Well, I know. I'm trying to get one, but it's crazy. It's just absolutely nuts. And now, of course, the American Academy of Pediatrics wants all children over the age of two, to wear masks when returning to school this year, regardless of vaccination status. I feel the worst for these kids this last couple of years.
Oh, my gosh. Me too. I can't believe we're having this conversation about kids going back to school in masks. The adults are the vulnerable ones in the population, if you want to call us vulnerable.
I know.
The kids.
I know.
You know how many kids have died of COVID? It's so statistically small.
I know.
That you
virtually
almost
none.
You have to say like a 100 zeros before you get to the one.
There's no way that I would give my kid this. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't get it. I have some very close friends that I adore who've gotten it. I don't give them a hard time about anything, okay, because they're my dear friends. I love them. They chose to get it. But to give this to your child when it's so untested and we have no idea what it will do to them in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, we don't know. So what if government tells you to do? So what? I'll tell you what, I'd get a fake vaccination card. I know people who have. I would. I think if government's going to be like that, they deserve to be lied to. That's how I look at it.
That's just unbelievable. I mean, the vaccine aside, the kids weren't getting it and dying from it before there was a vaccine.
I know. And I don't understand why. If people get it, send them home. I mean, when I got it, I worked for a radio company, and I got it. They sent me home. They didn't shut the station down. Everybody didn't have to go home. I went home. And when somebody else got it, there were a few people who got it, not everybody. Not even the person I work closest with did not even get it. But other people got it. You send them home. You keep going. You keep functioning. This idea that everybody got to shut the school down for 2 weeks. I mean, the way we're behaving now is just so crazy.
I looked at the data on this a couple months ago, and I'm citing this from memory, but among the tiny percentage of deaths among children under the age of, I think it was 12, maybe 16, but either way, 100% of the deaths involving COVID also had a comorbidity.
Of course.
As
of
in,
course.
There were zero kids that had no other problems that died from COVID. None. Yeah. At the time. Now, yeah. That's a couple
crazy
months old, but I'm sure it's not gotten worse.
Well, they had millions and millions, and just in California, millions of kids out of school for a year. One child had died. One in California. Same thing. Comorbidity.
Yes.
Millions of kids out of school and losing opportunities. And you know, the poorest kids whose parents don't have a separate room and a laptop to teach them in and all that. Those are the ones who suffered the most. Nobody seemed to care. All right. Coming up, Stephen Moore is going to be joining us. From FreedomWorks, we'll talk about OPEC and gas and what's going on. It's up a dollar in the last year. Thank you, Biden. We'll get to that much more on The Annie Fry Show. I'm Heidi Harris.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.